Alexei set up the tent and arranged rugs and cushions inside, along with the fancy foods he had brought. Then he sat inside and waited for Yelena the Fair. Before long, the boat sailed closer and closer to the shore until finally she lowered sail and landed upon the beach. Stepping out lightly, the maiden approached the regal-looking tent and saw the feast that Alexei had laid out. Yelena and Alexei had a merry time, eating and talking of many things. "My master, the Tsar, is rich and powerful, and famous, too," Alexei boasted. "And he has in his possession the legendary Firebird. Perhaps you would accept the Tsar's invitation to be an honored guest at his palace." Yelena the Fair was so impressed by Alexei's persuasive words and gracious manner that she agreed to accompany him. When Alexei lifted the beautiful young maiden upon the golden mare's back, he felt a pang of guilt for not mentioning the old Tsar's true intentions to make her his wife. The Tsar was astonished to see Alexei coming through the palace gates with Yelena the Fair. "My bride!" he exclaimed. Yelena the Fair was not pleased and quickly realized that Alexei had brought her there under false pretenses. She looked from the old Tsar to the young huntsman who had trapped her. "I will marry no man," she said to the Tsar, "without my grandmother's wedding ring. It lies under a stone at the bottom of the Lake of the Sun." "Well," said the Tsar, gesturing impatiently to Alexei, "what are you waiting for? Go at once and fetch the ring." When Alexei was alone with the golden mare, he said, "I do not wish to fetch Yelena's wedding ring for the Tsar, for then she, too, would be a captive like the Firebird."